Man says the horse can do.
Nothing like singing over the countdown. Trying to get everybody synced up. Now's the perfect time for a horse RuPaul review song. How was your trip to California?
Seeing my favorite person who lives in California was always a good time.
Right on.
BlizzCon was okay. It had an announcement that went over like a lead balloon.
I heard.
And people booed and they were very sad.
Yeah.
But other parts
were people were sad or?
Yeah, I'm curious who was sad in that story.
I think both the employees of Blizzard and the attendees were sad.
Oh, all right. I thought your second favorite person in California was like, we don't actually care that you hate this. We're going to make millions of dollars.
They are going to make millions of dollars.
But at least they're able to alienate their fans in the process.
That's right.
What did he invent this year for BlizzCon?
This year were random loot boxes.
Okay.
So you paid $40. You got a brown paper box with a bunch of random Jibba Jabba inside, which had an average value of like $70. With some chase items in it that were going for like $3,000.
Okay. I was going to say, because at first I was like, by value, you mean who values them at that level?
I mean, if you bought it separately, that's what it would cost
right.
you. So you were guaranteed a pop. You were guaranteed, the hangers for your backpack, some a pin.
What pop did you get?
Symmetra, I believe.
I don't know what that means.
They were all Overwatch pops.
Oh, what was the chase one? Which was the one that was worth $1 million?
There was some statues that were worth...
And tell me about how Karen got it.
She did not. There were some statues that were worth $2,500 to $3,000 a pop on the interwebs.
Karen also got a Symmetra, and I got a May, who I don't even know who that is.
Mike was telling me, though, that there was a dude who bought 20 of the loot boxes.
Mm-hmm.
His first one had a statue, and his last one had a statue.
Oh.
So, of the... Whatever that is, 20 times 40 bucks, what is that, $800?
Yeah.
He got like, you know, $5,000 worth of stuff to sell.
Right.
So that guy was ahead.
I bet.
We ran into a guy who bought, oh crap, what did he say? 200?
Ugh.
Packs of pins?
What? They were selling pin packs?
Yeah, they sell random pins sealed in packs, right?
Okay.
He bought like, it was either 120 or 200, I don't remember what it was, but he bought like another like $6-$8 a pop, right?
Right.
Because he wanted one pin in gold.
Oh.
And at the very last pack he opened, got him the one he wanted.
Oh, wow.
And we were talking to him. He's like, yeah, I take all the rest of them. I make them up as sets and I sell them on eBay for like $50.
Are we good with opening the channel?
Yeah.
Jerk
Samurai was already in before me.
Click.
Wow, that was fast.
That was exceptionally fast. I don't know if it's that fast every time. Maybe it's not exceptionally fast, but
that was pretty freaking fast.
Yeah. Can I just quit my job and play D&D somewhere for a living? Would that be all right?
Sure, take me with you.
If that's a job, you'll end up hating D&D at the end of the day. But
don't know if that's possible. I would end up hating the people that I would be playing with. That would be true.
Yeah.
I mean, jerks have those, you know, on Twitch can make it happen. They make money. They make
I was just going to say, you could start one of those channels where you broadcast the game that you play.
You see, we can't broadcast our game because our game consists of staring at doors.
Yeah.
Mm.
You're at a door. Oh, we're doomed.
Yep.
No one has hands in the party?
Nope.
And a door can consist of any impact, a Y at the path, any place where you have to actually make a decision.
Oh.
And yeah, we pretty much do play 5e Munchkin, although I don't know what you're referencing. That is true, Samurai.
Oh, crap, it's after 9 o'clock. We haven't even started yet.
Yeah, I know.
Good Lord, peoples. We want to wait a minute or two? Let people get in this share show? Or just go for it?
I think I have a support and a character and a battle and an infographic and a script. If I need anything else, I'm not prepared. Otherwise, let's light it up. Get this
train wreck rolling. Fire it up.
Yeah, we did go to BlizzCon. Fan
one. Moment of silence for poor Tintin.
Yeah, go inside for smokes and road beers.
There ain't no coming back. This is the really real world.
Oh, man, Skank ain't here. Skank's dead.
Mike and Gina hit straight flushes in Pygo.
Does that get you money?
It does.
Oh.
Let's see.
What were they betting?
We were playing $15 hands.
Okay, but so they got probably like get you
250 bucks or so.
I was going to say, I don't know what that pays, but that's exciting.
Yeah, it was. Well, Mike got two of them and Gina got one. I, however, just sat there and handed all my money slowly over to the casino.
That's your best move.
Yeah.
Did you take your wife with you?
To the casino?
Yeah.
Nope, she went on the Drunks of California tour with Ray and Karen.
Oh, okay. That sounds really nice. And that's too bad. Had you taken her with you, I would have been like, okay, she won four times that back on slots.
Yeah, that probably would have been true.
I really like you guys. I don't know why that fires me up so much.
Let me tell you about the slot machine.
Slot machine, and it's just like, take my money! And she's like, okay.
Let me tell you about that. There was a slot machine we played called Ghostbusters in 4D. So
it spray you? The slime?
So it's a, you know, it's your slot machine that has the 3D, you know, effect, right?
Yeah.
However, there is like a magnetic field, electrical field in front of the screen. You don't touch the screen. You move your hand in front of the screen and make stuff happen in the game. Mm. You can actually feel the field on your fingertips as you move your hand through it.
Mm.
And it's got some resistance, but you can make Slimer come out. You can make the Hellhound come out. It was super fun.
I can't be more on board for that.
It was
fantastic.
I'm
not going to see that anytime soon, but...
It's only the first time I've ever seen it was at, you know, Pechanga's here. And so if you're down close to San Diego and you happen to go to Pechanga...
Surely they have a couple of those somewhere in Vegas.
I would hope, but it was glorious. It was a great... We played two different 007 Bond machines. Those were awesome. Like, there were some good slots. I was super excited. Like, one was Thunderball.
Mm.
Playing Thunderball. The other one was the new Casino Royale. That was good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was...
That covers the whole...
Whole history of Bond
the whole,
there.
The whole history, yeah.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
I like that.
All right, 907, let's roll. Rolling with my homies, trying to catch me riding dirty. Great True Believers, welcome to the 166th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. With me, Cat 72, Sneaky Beat 15. They're Ray. They're Ian. Hello.
Hello.
Ooh, patented excitement yawn.
He missed us so much, he's already asleep.
Yeah.
Drink. Didn't even notice we were gone for a week. This
weren't.
Week of 11-7 through the
14th. We were all here last week.
We were out of the state for a week. You didn't notice.
I thought you meant on the show. Oh, I totally noticed. Yeah. I don't sell yourself short. I went back to state college while you guys were away, and I had to spend the whole time with my parents. That was sad.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Yeah, that was empty. What kind of birthday for my dad is that? I was like, I'm going to go back and, got to visit family and loved ones. What the heck?
No, the loved ones were out of the state. You just had to visit family.
Yeah. Zing, take that. Parents.
Your Deadpool dailies. Wednesday, Red Magneto. Thursday, Yellow Storm. Friday, Red Cage. Saturday, Green Rocket. Sunday, Blue Spidey. Monday, Blue Daredevil. Tuesday, Green She-Hulk. And Wednesday is the Purple Deadpool. Over in the 5-day, 4-star Courage. Omni Titans. Alaska, 3 days ago? I don't know, whatever. Bucky fought somebody. How'd that go for you?
Yeah. He shot Black Panther right in the face.
Nice.
Yeah, Winter Soldier is well trained. Not to be messed with.
He's way better than I expected.
After, you know, Wakanda was nice enough to heal him up and give him a new arm.
Yeah.
Then he wouldn't be shooting him in the face.
Then he shot the king in the head and ran away.
Yeah. What a jerk.
Took his token and left. Yeah, it went well. It often does. Winter Soldier, his value seems to escalate in a one-on-one battle.
Yeah, I agree with that. His ability to take Black away from Panther was really nice.
Yeah.
Number next in the ninth, we have the oh-so-dreaded Falcon America. Yeah, I hate that guy.
That guy's... he's a bum.
That'll take, 45 minutes to get enough AP to make those shields come out so you can finally, dive bomb somebody.
Yeah, I won't win that one. I might. I think I might have gotten... Let me check out my infographics, see what if I have any of the red yet.
Do we know who he's fighting? Because he's not on my list. Is there a dispute?
He is fighting I don't know. My infographic tells me he's fighting Captain Marvel.
Okay.
But I can't be certain. And
that's,
I do.
That's three Carol, BDSM Carol.
I.
Yes,
I
that's what Hacksaw is telling me.
Okay. Ew.
All right. Apparently,
so kill her all at once,
is,
otherwise
is,
she'll power up.
The wiki is incorrect, so thank you, everyone.
I did it all for the wiki.
The wiki.
Come on, the wiki. Everyone has Falcon America.
I do, but I just didn't. I only recently got a red cover for him, so I have him at a 4-5-1, level 70.
Hmm.
Oh, that might suck even more for you. Yeah. Because you can need all that red.
Yeah.
Yeah, save your red until you can get your shields out there. And then fire your red. It'll do way more damage. That's all I got. That's all I know about Captain Falcon. Shields first, then dive bomb.
Alrighty. Coming up after that is the super awesome, super sweet Peggy. Peggy's so good.
Really? For shizzle?
I mean, you can't do as Peggy says in a one-on-one battle, but...
Sure you can. It'll do damage in a few rounds.
I thought it wouldn't actually let you fire it because you can't attack the target.
Yeah.
I feel like they fixed that a couple... Fixes ago.
That got fixed in a patch?
Yep.
Okay.
It's definitely, I agree, Grinch. Respecking to 5-5-3 makes a lot of sense. Because it's not as useful.
Does everybody have Peggy Champ? What you got in Peggy Land?
Yeah, and I'm ahead of the game. I got her 5-5-3.
All right. Be a big win for Ian.
Yeah.
Storyland Simulator is running right now. That'll get you 3 Squirrel Girls, a Red Domino, 30 CP, top 50 folks get the Fantastic, whoop, whoop, whoop. And 51 to 400 gets you Battery Man. That'll be followed up by X-Men versus Apocalypse, and we'll get you the deets for that when we get the news. PvP Land, Crack-a-Doom is running. That'll get you a Red Rags, a Red Electra, 15 CP, top folks get Emma, and then it is Psylocke. That'll be followed up by Fresh Cut, which again, Psylocke, Emma, the CP, and then Gamorpha and Widow covers. So that's all we've got in Event Land. Time for the Superhero Showdown! This week in the Totetrahedron, we got, in this corner, didn't talk about last week. I always forget about that part. Last week we had Super Skrull versus Snowbird. Apparently nobody voted, so I get to pick. I'm going to go with Snowbird.
Yeah, take that, Super Skrull.
She's a Canadian, you know, she's got the powers of the Canadian gods and stuff going down. Magic is always good in Marvel.
Yep.
I would argue, except all my arguments were made last week, and I agree with you.
All right, let me put into the official notepad document here that Snowbird is the winner.
Plus, Grinch Mick, Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer, agrees with you, and I realize he's just a simple caveman, but his arguments are pro-Snowbird. So.
No way, his arguments frighten and confuse me.
Well, Super Skrull frightens and confuses him.
All right, so this week... in quarter number 4, we have Pietro Maximoff, the Quicksilver. Woo! And quarter number 7, we have some guy I've never heard of, the Controller.
The Controller.
This week's battle brought to you by Battlecry.
Spoon. All right,
somebody tell me who wins and why.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. Let me try to get out this here timing device. All right, Ray, you're on the clock, and go.
Uh-oh, okay. Hey, I got one power that I think is going to be very, very useful. I have flight, and as far as I know, Quicksilver doesn't have flight, so I'm just going to stay away from him while he looks dangerous, and eventually I'm going to hit him with one of my controller discs, which is going to turn him into a slave that I can control with my mind, and that's going to be... My thing. So if you're not familiar, Controller is a enemy of Iron Man usually. The Controller also has a biomechanical suit. It's somehow like completely linked with his body. And he has mind control, telepathy, and limited psychokinesis. So I can fly these discs around with my mind, attach one to Quicksilver the moment that there's a weakness he slows down a little. And take over his mind, and there you go, win. So, and in the meantime, I will be in the air. So, good luck to you, Quicksilver. How are you countering that?
All right. So here's what I got.
Okay.
I feel like, and again, I'm not sure which Quicksilver we're referencing, but I feel like ever since all of Quicksilver's drawbacks were fixed by the High Evolutionary, I feel like I've got this under wraps. So, as you go up, I feel like I can spin my hands fast enough to get some vortexes to, if not pull you back down, quickly pry off your armor and then just pummel you to death with supersonic punches.
Wouldn't it be vortices?
Yes. I don't know. English is hard.
I don't think you'll be able to remove the armor. It's microsurgically attached to my body from head to toe.
Are you understanding the speed at which these vortices spin?
Apparently, I
think somewhere around Mach 9.
Yeah.
Yes. Again, I mean, if I don't know how fast you, I feel like
chicken tonight.
Once the signal for the fight to begins is given, I will have recognized it and begun to move before you are aware that it's happening. So I think that advantage is too hard to overcome.
Mm. I don't know. I'm still sticking with flight.
Does the dude have telepathy?
Who?
I do.
Controller.
The controller?
Yeah.
The controller has telepathy if you get hit with one of his slave discs.
Oh, so not normal telepathy.
Yeah, it's not correct. Like a reading mind telepathy. It's more like...
Well, I thought maybe, you know, he would be able to sense when the starter was going to start the fight, so he would also have that head start.
It depends on... Yeah, well, the starter's neutral. I know he has some level of mental control over weak-minded fools and stormtroopers.
Yeah.
But I feel like a mutant born from mutants is... I don't know. I feel he's just too fast now. If you would come at me with regular, I move at the speed of sound, I don't have a kinetic shield, you know, I can't do any of these other things, Quicksilver, I'd say maybe the controller had a chance, but current Quicksilver is too fast, too powerful. I think you just, that's it, that's my time.
Yeah, I mean, super speed is hard to beat at times. I mean, they're just never there where you want to hit them.
One counter that I would say is that I know you're throwing out, you know, superpowered Quicksilver here, but I'm also superpowered. My armor was improved by Thanos, who came and improved my equipment. So, you know, if we're throwing out names, I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I think we are operating at our current levels, and I'm fine with your souped up armor versus my souped-up high evolutionary self.
Right, right.
That isotope E gives you, man, it's got what you need. Plus,
does it have what plants crave?
It does. It does have... it's got electrolytes.
I also have several other powers, like mind control and stuff, but I'm pretty sure that's not going to be very effective against the Quicksilver.
I think so. It's tough.
Yeah.
But that's it. I think that's the superhero showdown for the week.
There you go.
All right. Everybody. Get off your butts and vote. Twice in 1 week, even. All right. What do we got? Release notes. Ian, are you sitting down?
Yes, I'm down.
All right. So this week's clue is clearly the one and only Prince of the Seas, Namor.
Not this game again.
Well, what,
go on.
What's the clue?
So the clue is Roman's line. What is Roman spelled backwards? Namor.
Seems like a trap.
Just go with me, man.
Roman's line? That's all we got.
That's it. It is clearly Marvel's first mutant, Namor.
It's clearly not, but...
I will keep believing it until I'm proven false. Because, man, do I love me some Namor. And yes, the trolling of the Namor puns has now started, but I'm still going with it. The other things that have changed, PC side, text will appear in the appropriate language in the main screen. Well, that's nice. You don't want your, you know, Japanese version to show up. And the save game structure has been updated to better prevent saves from becoming too large. That sounds good. That's it. Those are all the release notes.
Nice.
Short and sweet.
Yeah. All right. X-Men versus Apocalypse returns on the morrow.
Oh, that's work, isn't it? That's a group... situation?
That is an alliance event. This is the one we have
to get rid of the four horsemen. Boo, earns.
Or just do a gajillion points of damage all at once.
Yeah, that's only in the first like six rounds. Once you get to 7 and 8, you have to try hard.
So it will get you the alliance rewards consist of Black Panthers, Sheathors, and then level 8 is that legendary token.
Okay.
Individual rewards, there's, what you got, Human Torch, some Battery Men, the Black Fantastic, whoop, 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 some X-Men vs. Apocalypse tokens, and a Latest Legends at 900,000.
Okay. I'm back on board.
Boosted land.
So we get 3 Goddess of Thunders?
You do. One of each color.
Okay.
Nice.
I think I might be able to from that by having... It might be. I'll let you know later in the show.
Nice. In the powered up list, it is Stupid Summers character, Jean Grey, and Old Man Meatbag.
But there are so many Stupid Summers characters. Could you be more specific?
Stupid Summers character, Cable.
He's a 5-star?
Yes.
Oh, right on.
In 4-star land, it is Domino, the Fantastic, Teen Jean, the other dumb Summers character, Uncanny Deadpool, X-Force Wolverine, and X-23. 3-star land, it's Battery Man, Deadpool, Patch, Wanda, Scott again, Mohawk, and Beast. There you go.
All the Summers, all the time.
Yeah, just what I need in my life. More Summers. You know what it was like, Summer? Being in the warm heat of California. And then we came back here Monday night, and it was cold and wet and rainy, and it sucked.
Mm.
California was so nice. It was warm. So warm. But more importantly, what happened this weekend?
Did you take the 101 to Ventura?
We avoided the 101.
Okay.
At least I did. I don't know where Ray all drove to.
I don't know. I just followed the directions.
But more importantly, what happened while I was at the BlizzCon, guess who has a champion Dazzler now? This guy.
Sadly, that's not what I was going to guess. It was a really easy setup, and I was going to be like, what, Alpha Team? He was there, wasn't he? He's probably got a champion Dazzler. I could be right.
He was, he does not.
Okay.
He and I were talking about the fact that neither one of us could get the Domino cover from the shield training because we couldn't get the Dazzler high enough, so... I actually ended up getting my Dazzler up to whatever it is, 208, 209, whatever the required is. So I did get the Domino cover from that, but just barely.
But yeah, I got my Dazzler champ, so I'm super stoked. Good times for me.
I don't know if you've seen the Discord, but you're being asked, how about that Diablo announcement? Is there Diablo 2 coming?
Well, no. Yeah. Diablo went over like a lead balloon. It crashed and burned. Wyatt got booed.
They were booed off the stage.
Wyatt is now a permanent internet meme for taunting everyone about cell phones.
Yeah.
What, do you not have cell phones?
Yes, we do, but none of us want to play Diablo on it.
Yeah. Now, you know, for Blizzard's side, that game will make millions of dollars in China.
Yeah.
So good for them. I just don't want to play it. Please give me Diablo on my PC where I want it.
Yeah, really, what they developed is not the problem. The problem was that there was a lot of hype, and they could have limited that hype by not putting Diablo as the first announcement, by saying, hey, we have other things going on, but here is what we have right now. You could have mitigated a lot of it. The marketing was just bad.
Yeah, they timed that announcement extremely poorly. Just like, sadly, I think the announcement that they're like, hey, everybody, we're giving you a brand, you can have a free copy of Destiny 2. And we're going to announce that at BlizzCon.
And we're going to announce that at BlizzCon. First.
Yeah, and we're going to announce that first before the opening ceremony even.
I totally forgot about that.
I knew that while you guys were away.
But, yeah, I knew that because the internet told me, log on to my Battle.net and go get Destiny 2. I immediately forgot. I was like, I guess I don't care. Is that something I should regret?
What? Getting Destiny 2?
Not getting Destiny 2, yeah.
I downloaded it and I have yet to launch it.
Ooh, I have until the 18th. What's today? Oh, it's tons of time. I'm going to go log on to Battle.net as soon as the show's over. And by that, I mean later tonight.
So yeah, I have downloaded and installed it.
Thanks, Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer.
It was recommended that I play through the storyline and then I could probably quit. So I'll probably do that. But yeah, poor announcement timing at Blizzard. Some bad PR coming their way. But Warcraft 3 Remastered looks nice. That was a fun game. Got to play that.
Yeah.
They announced their own serial.
They did. That was new, unexpected.
So you can go and buy some Lucio O's.
Which are pretty much Fruit Loops.
Yeah, but if you want the breakfast cereals, you can get yourself some Lucio O's. They come with codes for Overwatch. There you go. Let's move on. This week, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, the Panther turns black.
Hey, I remember that. I should do something. Oh my goodness. The 4-star King of Wakanda. He's
Wakanda forever!
He's yellow, blue, and red, changing it up a little bit, shaking things up in T'Challa land. Let's see what these powers do. He's too new for a guy like me, but I will try my best to figure out what they do as I'm reading them aloud. He's got a yellow power called the Protector of Wakanda. Costs 7 yellow AP. It creates a... looks to be a 2-turn yellow repeater tile that generates 2 strike, protect, or attack tiles. If he has any allies still in the game, those are fortified tiles. If both allies are in the game, they're even stronger fortified tiles, strengthening all the way up to 171 per tile.
Did you say strongening?
I know.
Yes, I did.
I wanted to call that out too, but not because I disliked it.
After I failed at vortices, I'm going to do whatever I want with English the rest of this show. He's got a kinetic shield that costs you 8 blue. It seems to make 2 fortified protect tiles, the strength of which goes all the way up to 64, and he creates 4 of them. He also has a passive component that whenever you match a friendly protect tile, deal damage for each friendly protect tile on the board, and that is 134 damage per tile when matched. That really took the wind out of the sails of that ability. Let's see if this one does something. Red by Tooth and Claw looks to deal some damage and increase the strength of friendly fortified attack, strike, or protect tiles. This guy loves the protect, strike, and attack tiles. He's dealing 2,700 damage and increasing your tiles did I say 2,700? Or did I look at 2 things and just butcher what he does?
I believe you did.
Okay. Yep, he deals 2,700 damage and 147 increase to his tiles. Sounds like a character you guys would have. Do you guys have this character?
I definitely do. I have that character. I have him champed. I never use him.
I'm not surprised. A lot of people get lost in the shuffle. New people come up in this game frequently. Tell me more about how he is properly spent, Ray and or Craig.
Yeah, I don't know. He shows up with his sister in other events now and again.
Okay.
That's all I know about him is him and Shuri team up and they make a bunch of tiles and then fortify them lots of times, and I've never actually used him.
I have a 355. I believe that is correct, but I don't know that in any way for sure.
Right.
Let me find him here.
Actually, Craig has probably got him spec'd a little bit better at 535.
Yeah, I have a 535, 278.
Yeah, that seems like a winner. I got real sad when I was reading the kinetic shield ability.
Yeah, this is not a... I don't know. I mean, I like the special tile generators, but for some reason, he has just never made it onto any of the teams that...
Well, there you have it. 4-star Black Panther. Never made it on a team. It's always Sunny in Xandar.
Always last to be picked.
Alright, Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
Mail time. Alright. Mail is being brought to you by Willie Lumpkin. Mailman to the stars. Or at least to Marvel. Hey, Ian, I thought you would like this one. We got an email from Andrew. The subject of the email was pie segment, and he gave us a pie suggestion. So I thought I would throw that out there. This pie, I don't even understand in any way, but...
There's a pie in the world that we missed?
Apparently, it is a...
Wow, thanks, Andrew.
Cold hot dog pie.
Oh, no. Nope.
It is a...
Nope.
A pie made from smashed up buns for crust, and I don't know how, I didn't get into it, it's not in the video. Blended hot dogs poured into the mix... Covered in ketchup and mustard with hot dogs for crust.
Nope. Oh. I barely even know you. Now I'm just going to start calling you Drew. We're no longer friends. I will not address you formally anymore. Take your cold hot dog pie and... At least you emailed, though. That was nice.
Is this the dessert they have after the end of the Nathan's hot dog contest?
That's what it sounds like.
They're like, well, we got these extra hot dogs here.
They just hold... Oh, I was thinking it was even worse. I just thought they would hold pie tins under the mouths of the winners once it's over.
Ian.
That's the pie. That's what it sounds like. It's the worst pie we've ever covered.
Great, some vomitarium pie.
You said that at the perfect time while I was watching that video. It really is kind of gross looking. Remove the word kinda. It is gross looking. But in any case, I thought you would find it interesting.
Don't blend hot dogs.
What?
Don't blend hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With gelatin and hot dog juice. I don't know what that even means.
Blah.
Is that like after you boil them? Like you save the water? Is that hot dog juice?
I don't know, man. I don't want to think about it too deeply.
Or it's like that water that's in the package. So when you open up the package hot dogs.
It's got to be that because that's way more.
That is probably what it is, yeah.
That liquid that's in that, you know, pack of dogs. I guess that's hot dog juice. That is nasty.
Oh, it is. Man, I really liked hot dogs before this segment. Now I'm questioning all my life choices.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, that's like the only sausage I eat, too.
All right, I'm moving on before it gets any grosser. Groose
Thanks.
On the Reddit says, as a fellow Diablo fan, I am sorry. That's it. That's all he said.
What, do you not have a phone?
Samurai, who is listening right now, so it makes it weird and uncomfortable, did post on the Reddit about some information about his Whirligig Festival. Apparently, there's a guy named Vullis Simpson.
Right.
No, I was waiting for Simpson, eh?
No, sorry.
He works over in Sector 7G.
He apparently invented a whole lot of whirligigs outside of town and made up, they have a museum. In any case, there are links to it you can check out on the subreddit from UNC Samurai under the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. Check out the Puzzle Warriors link. There are links to the whirligigs. You can take a look at the museum. And Samurai apparently runs the museum's booth. So you could go and visit Samurai while you're there. He says that he would be playing the PvE clears while no one is watching.
I am intrigued because I need to know now what a whirligig is. Because in my mind, it's an ornithopter and it can't be.
That would be cooler.
So I was like, it would be, but I was like, that can't be real.
Well, it has to be. Anyway, I don't know how to describe it. It's a whirligig. It's a colorful spin wheel thing. I don't know.
Okay.
That's all I got. Mad Jabroni said, everyone hating on Gwenpool's black, but I think it's extremely useful in the right circumstances, especially...
Of course it is. Just stop there. Now I'm angry. Let's talk about this.
Okay. Do you want to hear his sentence?
What did you add to that sentence to make it 100% true all the time? Well, she does have an ability that, in a specific circumstance, I find extreme... Of course it is. That doesn't make an ability useful.
However,
God.
I'm going to tell you his argument.
All right.
I might skip this part because, man, it's really specific. With Wasp boosted...
Get out.
throw out Gwen's black and use Wasp Yellow to make those projectiles into strong extractiles. Here's the one that I really did like. Use her black as a team-up. Send the team up because then it can throw your entire team airborne and you can dodge one of those giant Tommy gun blasts or something else that you know is coming. You can make your entire team airborne if you have it as a team up because it's everybody except Gwenpool goes airborne. I thought that was cute.
Man.
But yeah, really specific.
I don't know why everybody's hating on this. In this really esoteric scenario that only I've thought of, it's super useful.
Every third Thursday, that power is really awesome.
Oh, man. Yeah, you got to move on. If you read that even one more time, I'm going to open up the game and kick him out of my alliance.
Wow.
I'm furious.
Man, I just like the fact that Ian is super engaged about this. This is exciting.
I would point out that there was...
just so irresponsible.
Ian was annoyed before we even started. Nothing to do with MPQ, but whatever. He did continue and said that he enjoys the new segment, but asked if there was an official bracket anywhere to take a look at. I was thinking about throwing one together, but...
I was going to say it's not visible yet, but yes, we are keeping that.
I mean, you can have the bracket of the winners. We're not going to show you who the upcoming matches will be.
Right,
you have
exactly.
to guess them by the clues.
Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense. But, I mean, I don't do brackets, but if you want to give me something to throw on the webpage, I can do that.
Okay. He likes the new segment. We're friends again.
He also said, had to edit and throw this in. Sorry about BlizzCon. I was really hyped for the D2 remake after spending thousands of hours playing it years ago. But what we actually got was a slap in the face. Again, I don't think... See, here's the thing. I can still play my Diablo. I can play 3. I can play 2. None of this affects me in any way. It just didn't give me anything new, and I wanted something new. So it wasn't... To me, it's even a slap in the face. It really wasn't. It was just like... To me, it wasn't that bad. It doesn't affect me.
Sorry, I love it described that way. I feel like the guy walked out on stage and said, "Hey, everybody, welcome to BlizzCon. What did the five fingers say to the face?
Slap!
Slap! Give us your money! Ha-ha!
Unity! Cold-blooded!"
All right, I'm better.
Seigneur Soublier said, "I guess we're back."
A lot of French.
What?
It's like a lot of French.
It, yeah, it is.
That was awesome.
I guess we're back to borking the clap coordination. It was a few weeks in a row with some solid teamwork, though.
Sorry, Jean K. Jean really got me there. And then immediately in my head, it was followed up by the Addams Family. And he's like, "Karina, you spoke French." And I just saw Gomez like kissing up Jean K. Jean, and it just made me really
For anybody who wanted to hear that last listener email, I will give Ray a chance to repeat it without Craig and I destroying it. I'm so sorry.
So I will repeat. He says, "I guess we're back to borking up the clap coordination. A few weeks in a row that we had some solid teamwork, but apparently last week it was way off." I don't know. I don't remember, but sure.
Yeah, they can't all be winners.
I barely edited last week's show, so.
You had to get on a plane.
Exactly.
Take your time.
Slothkins responded.
Slothkins.
He says, "I am scared by how accurate you guys are. I was never in a fraternity, but my name actually does stem from my college years. My friends called me Sloth due to my love of sleeping and apparent pseudo-resemblance to a Sid from Ice Age." So there you go.
Good old Slothkins.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like a savage burn. Because why do you call me that? You look like Sid from Ice Age. All right, thanks, former friends.
Jerks.
And the rest of the email or the mail is taken up by Perondiac, who finally got caught up on all the episodes.
Woohoo!
I'm going to summarize. Episode 161, new segment, Superhero Showdown. Eel versus the Sentinels. He has to go with the Sentinels. Well, congratulations. I think it's really easy to pick them now that we've decided who won. But in any case.
I mean, you really got to go with Sentinels.
Always Sunny in Xandar, the Nightcrawler cometh. Nightcrawler is excellent with Chavez, combined Taskmaster's four-star speed shot, and Craig will have his powerful four-star team that he can use. I don't know why you have to use it, but there you go.
I really like speed shot.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Episode 162. Tallahassee fared pretty well through the hurricane, but 90 minutes west of him took a massive hit. He says that Hurricane Michael should be reclassified as a Cat 5 with sustained winds over 160 miles per hour. Yeah, that is insane.
Do you know who could generate that with their arms? Quicksilver. Just saying.
Man. Is it bad to me that phrase that you just read sounds to me like something I would read in the newspaper after like something happened at a strip club? Well, Tallahassee took a big hit, and then
which for some or no reason reminded me, Craig, are you one of you? Yeah, Craig, you watched The Good Place.
I love The Good Place.
Are you caught up?
I am.
Did you see the episode titled "Ballad of Donkey Doug"?
Yes, it was glorious.
That was too much for me. My brain melted down. That episode was so funny and bizarre.
Pillboy?
Pillboy and Donkey Doug were amazing.
Oh my god, it was so good.
Oh, man.
That show is so brilliant. I mean, it's...
Yeah, really, it's really, really well written.
Can I get that on Netflix?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, I should do that.
I don't know if you can get it up to current. You can get Hulu up to current.
Yeah.
I think you can watch them on demand on your Comcast once you watch the first like three seasons on the Netflix.
I don't have Comcast, but first. I understand what you're saying.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. Then you're out of luck. But you watch the first couple seasons and they're gold.
Nice. I'll look into it. Continuing, episode 162, Sunspot versus ACAD. Sunspot wins whenever Ray's solar panels work.
Oof.
That hasn't
it's
been
state
good.
State College, that's not often.
Yeah, hopefully our arena is not in State College. Episode 163, Superhero Showdown, Knights of Wondergore versus the Champions of Xandar. Champs of Xandar, hands down. He also said, crazy sock comment, currently wearing Gremlins dress socks from Loot Crate, and they are pretty rad. I don't understand the socks, but okay.
Oh, Craig got a bunch of socks from Spice
yeah,
World.
Yeah, I know. I just don't understand custom socks. I don't get it.
Because they're fun.
It's just not, they don't appeal to you.
Exactly. Yeah.
I gotcha.
Episode 164. On commandment breaking, Craig is a bigger coveter of stuff than Ian, all those tokens and no Dazzler. And Diablo 2 with updated graphics would be dope. Poison slash bone necro with corpse explosion. Oh, man. And then there was that mobile game that nobody asked for.
That's right.
Superhero showdown that week, Wendigo versus the Brothers Grimm. I knew Wendigos were like werewolves, but did not realize you could become one by eating another person. That's interesting. Have to go with Wendigo.
But only in Canada.
Right. Only in Canada. But we were in Canada. So.
Yeah.
And best Christmas movie discussion, Die Hard.
Nope. Certainly not the best, but it's a fine film.
And it is a Christmas
fine
movie.
Film. Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah.
Episode 165. Old episodes. We talked about old episodes and how many hits they were getting. Somehow the episode that he was on, number 40, has 8,022 listens. And he says, I wasn't that interesting. Yeah. I don't know what happened, but somebody in China found you very interesting. All those, not all, but like 90% of those downloads went straight to a firewall in China. So,
well, I mean, I was interested, very interested.
Very interested.
And then I suddenly lost interest. I crack myself up sometimes. Oh, Ian, Ray, I had a question. I didn't have the map with me. It was asked of me if we have gotten any downloads in North Korea.
I don't know, but I can take a look at that later.
Cool guy wanted to know if we had any North Korean listeners.
Hmm. I find it
highly
unlikely.
I don't
know.
I'm pretty sure we have South Korea, but I did not. I don't know about North Korea.
I'll check.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. New character, Domino, sounds fantastic. Combine with America and Cable? I don't know. Local news for this week. Moyer Jewelers is closing. It started in 1949, and residents are worried about the fate of downtown State College because the jewelers are closing? But, okay.
Let me tell you about the future of downtown State College. It is nothing but student housing and high-rises.
That is
and
true.
And bars. End of list.
That's a true story. I'm never moving back.
You should. It's a nice place.
You don't have to go downtown.
No dice.
Yeah, I don't go downtown. Just, well, I do, because I work there, but...
Local news number two.
It's, all right, I'm sorry. It's very unlikely.
Yeah.
If my wife ever leaves me, then I'm going to come and live in Craig's basement. Then that's a different story.
You didn't have to live in the basement last time. We gave you a nice room on the top floor.
Okay, that's fine. And then you've adjusted the basement. The basement used to be the place to be.
Yeah.
Now it's the place to never be.
That's true.
Local news number two. Most of the grass parking spaces are going to be closed for Penn State-Wisconsin game. He's read some disgruntled comments online about not getting prime tailgating real estate. That is true. All grass gone.
Hey, you got to remember the new policy. If you enjoy your tailgate too much, we're buzzing you with a helicopter.
Yeah, how's that turning out?
Yeah, well, you know.
I hear the FAA is getting involved.
Yeah.
And finally, a note from Jeff Duggan.
Ew.
Probably why we don't see him online. At least I didn't see him. Congratulations to Donkey Teeth and Mama Teeth on Baby Teeth number two.
Congrats.
Right,
on little no teeth.
Little no teeth, sure. Probably no baby teeth yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, congratulations. Number two. Probably easier, except, man, one was too many. Anyway.
Who does number two work for?
That is all I got.
Hey, I hear they're making a number four of that, Craig.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
Get me help, partner.
Number four is in the works.
I'll watch it.
Yeah, they were all good.
Yeah.
All right, that is it. Mailbag is empty. I'm done.
Well, that took forever.
Thanks, Lumpy.
All right. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
Solid. I'm back on the clock. Sorry. I was texting. Does anybody know what I do during this segment? Oh, the infographic. That knows what to do. And I tell people about the boosted characters this week. And here are some in 3-star. Angel's boosted. He did not receive positive reviews from the community. I've never used him, and I'm not aware of anything that he does. Other than he was designed to target the Vulture?
I guess. I've never seen that happen.
He can attack airborne characters? Does that sound?
Yeah.
Or is that just Archangel? Okay. Yep, he's...
Yeah, that's what he does.
Ooh! I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Is he different from Archangel?
Again, he's too new for me. I just do not.
Yeah, the
know.
Thing is, he came out after I was past 3 stars. I don't use 3 stars unless they're required. So,
he's too new of a 3-star for me to care. I've already got the good 3 stars, so he just kind of hangs out and does his thing. Dakin, he's boosted. He makes a lot of strike tiles. Yeah, the Dream Warrior, and his blue is real cheap.
The Dream
Only
Warrior?
Costs 5 to do some damage. Sometimes he heals. He'll heal for a little bit more. 3-star Doc Ock. I think he's awesome. I think his tile manipulation is fantastic. And I think his Armed and Dangerous is slightly above average. And I think his black ability, that I can't think of what it's called right now, is also efficient because he gives you 2 strike tiles for every 1 special tile that you match away. Yeah, it has a name, though.
That's the neater
insult to injury. That's it. Maybe he gives you 2 attack tiles for every special tile that you match away. Yep. So anyway, he'll be due. And yeah, so his green will do more damage, and you'll see a lot more damage out of his tile manipulation if you get lucky enough to grab some special tiles when that happens. Magneto. Man, he's a pretty good 3-star. He's kind of a one-man show. He generates his own protect tiles. He shuffles the board and does a fair amount of damage and wishes away all the... Does he wish away the reds or the team-ups? I think he spends red to wish away the team-ups. And that does damage.
That is correct. Yes. Took me a bit.
That'll all do more damage. Yeah. Oh, boy, Sentry. He had been... I remember him not being good, so I don't use him very much. Let me try to think. Oh, that sword that he makes from tummy cramps will be much better, or at least a little bit better.
I love that. That was fantastic.
And,
the sword from the tummy cramps.
His world rupture and supernova both do damage to everybody around, but they should do more damage to everybody around, so that's nice. Probably won't increase the damage done to your own team by a significant amount. So if you want to figure out how Sentry works, now's your chance. All right, 4 stars. They're boosted as well. People use these sometimes. Everybody's favorite mutant, Scott Awesome Summers. Used to be awesome, and now he's just very good. His red does a lot of damage, does a lot of tile destruction as well. His yellow boosts AP in your strongest color by making team-up matches, I believe. That won't be affected by his boost. I don't know why I told you about that. His blue deals some red, blows up all the red adjacent to the tile that you choose, plus the tile that you choose, and the skosh of damage that it does will be slightly more. Kate Bishop, boosted. Again, another character who is good, possibly above average, but not... you know, worth singing about. Her blue does some damage, and it'll do more damage. Her black does a lot of damage. Should do even more damage. It's 8, so it's a fair price. Does her boomerangs do damage when they come back, or when they get when they get launched?
I think it's only when they come back.
On the return. Yes. Yep, she makes some strike tiles that'll do more damage, and she'll do more damage when the boomerang arrow gets back. Yeah. Yep. She has her own pizza dog. She was the first young Avenger in the game. She shares her name with Cliff. All around good. Now, someone who you can get excited about. Ry Will.i.am's. The Ironheart is boosted. Her blue will do extra damage and still shuffle tiles around and give you a bunch of red charge tiles all in the center of the board. Awesome. Her red does a lot of damage to the 2 characters not in front, or way too much damage to the 1 character in front if they're the last one standing. And it should be a ton of damage now that she's boosted. And her green does some damage and knocks you airborne.
And sometimes her.
Sometimes you accidentally go airborne too. So she'll do a little bit more damage. I don't know. Her green's not the way to go. Her red and her blue are awesome, though. Awesome. Boy, she got a rework fast, and she turned into an absolute excellent character.
Yeah, Rai's pretty strong.
Sandman, he looks boosted. I don't remember much about the Sandman, but I'm going to try.
He makes yellow.
Yeah, he makes yellow. That won't be affected by the boost, but his AoE will do, from his green, that'll be boosted. He's got Tile Swap, which I know Craig loves. So you could team him up with classic with three-star Doc Ock, get a lot of tile swap going on, and Magneto. Oh, it's a three-tile swapper team. This is exciting. There's no Loki, but if you want to use only boosted characters, that's what I recommend. Magneto, Doc Ock, and Sandman. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. Spider-Gwen. I've heard of her. She's boosted. Her cherry bomb does a ton of damage. I imagine it does a lot of damage when she's boosted.
Tons.
Yeah, I'm vague on what her other two powers do. There's one that may or may not heal other people. There's one that make web tiles. They're all pretty inexpensive, and you can reduce the cost of her red by putting out a lot of web tiles. So that's an inexpensive way to do a ton of damage when boosted. Let me try to find out what Samurai is suggesting so that I can pass his wisdom on to you, the listeners. Except for Samurai, because he's also listening, and that makes this a little bit awkward. Is there a Psylocke PvP? Oh, she has her own PvP?
Yes.
Oh, PvP. I've heard of that. I haven't played PvP in so long, I forgot it was a feature of the game. I was like, I don't remember any story events with Psylocke. I mean, there's that one where she shows up to help rescue Magneto for like a second, but that wouldn't call that a Psylocke PvP. Oh, yeah. Okay. So anyway, this is a story about how you're going to use the Dream Warrior and three-star Doc Ock to be successful at that PvP. Oh, okay. Apparently, her two good powers, which I believe are her red and her black, make strike and attack tiles. And Dakin makes a lot of strike tiles, so that'll make her red cheaper, because however many strike tiles are out, that's how much less it costs. And then when you match those tiles, you'll get even more tiles from Doc Ock. And then his blue, when you have enough, you can shuffle the board around and you'll grab a whole bunch of tiles, and he does a whole bunch of extra damage when you grab tiles. That's smart. Man, these people who play this game are so creative and thoughtful. Like, all I do is just click until the game ends. And they're thinking of things and coming up with creative combos, and there's so much more to this game than you would think. Man, here I thought I was just playing Candy Crush with cool Marvel pictures, but I was wrong. I gotta try harder. Thanks, Samurai. And thanks, Mystify, for bringing us this great segment of listening to me now and believing me later.
A couple comments while you were going over things. Sluggo, I thought this was awesome. Sentry's arc in MPQ is very much like his arc in the comics. He was an unstoppable wild card for a while that nobody had ever heard of. Then suddenly he died and was rarely heard from again. That is very true. And I thought it was funny that Grinch said Cyclops is a bit of a self-pumper, as we like to call them. But in any case, I thought...
All right, let's move on to Raid Ian Support Corner, brought to you by Fortify.
Yeah, let's do that.
Ray, do you have something to share?
Yes, I do. Hi, everyone.
Hello, Ray.
So this will be very brief because I don't have the full statistics, but this week I wanted to go over the Spider Sense support, danger detection.
It's tingling.
Tingling, spider tingling. Rank one. One star for this support will get you the ability to take 8% less damage from enemy matches. That 8% is at full to level 250. So depending on what level you have, it'll be a lot less. I don't know what it starts at. So it goes up to 8%. But less damage from enemy matches, that's solid, especially if you're playing 5-star realm. Rank 2, supported characters' base green match damage is increased. Goes up to 132 for your match damage. Rank 3, at the start of the battle, you get a really good chance, 70% chance to gain 3 green AP. Always love the AP generation. Rank 4, damage from enemy powers reduced by 726 at max level. So 8% from matches and 726 off the top of enemy powers. Pretty good. Rank 5, at the start of the turn, a 20% chance to create a 294 protectile. So every turn you could get a new protectile on board. And if you equip it to Spider-Man Infinity War or Iron Spider, new red, green, and blue tiles have a 15% chance of being web tiles when they come out, I believe. Yeah, new tiles have a chance of being web tiles on Spider-Man's turn. So this is a really quick way to generate more web tiles for him. It's obvious you want to put this on your Infinity War Spider-Man. Goes with him really well, reduces damage in a couple different ways, generates green AP, and makes green matches more damage. It's a solid support for him. I haven't used him a whole lot, and I do not have the support, so that's literally all I can tell you about it. But it sounds like a decent way to go. And that's all I have. Ian, do you have something for the group?
I do, and it is equally brief, but it's something that I was thinking about again while you guys were gone. Hey, Craig, are you planning on going to any cons last week?
I was.
Boy, those things get pretty busy. You're probably standing around all day, right?
I was.
You know what would be really helpful?
Good shoes?
Therapeutic inserts for your good shoes. So these are removable. Sometimes they are memory foam. Sometimes they have that gel inside.
Cool, Dr. Scholes.
Yeah, depending on if you go to that. So, side note, has anybody ever gone to that Dr. Scholes machine that's in the commercial?
Yeah, where you take your shoes off and you stand on it and it analyzes your feet pressure?
Yeah, that sounds gross. And does it work?
It told me what to buy.
Hmm.
Remember the last time we were in Las Vegas? My feet hurt so bad that I went and did that at like the local CVS and bought inserts for my shoes because we walked so much that my feet really hurt.
Was that Ray's wedding?
Is that the last time we were in Las Vegas?
I don't know. You guys off on vacation without me. I'm your token
likely.
Poor friend.
Oh,
I don't remember
you,
being in
way,
Vegas. Yes?
I was asked to find out if there's any way that I could get you to travel to California to hang out with our cool friend.
Yes?
Could we plan it maybe 2 years or something that we could take Owen out to see Disneyland and Universal or something, and then we could hang out with our friend, the cool guy?
Yes. I think that is 100% plausible. That will have given me both plenty of time to plan and save. Owen will be in school. He'll be a little more
right.
Functional.
I think he'll be old enough to probably enjoy Disney.
Yeah, and California in general. Sure, yeah. I'll have
there'll
this
be a lot
whole,
more Star Wars stuff done.
Yes, I'll hopefully have most of the projects at the house on temporary hiatus. Okay. I like where you're going with this.
Yeah, plan ahead.
Okay, I'll do my best to be a better friend and make more time for my good friend in California. And I'll remember to bring some therapeutic shoe inserts because the joint pain, the relief from joint pain that they offer from being on your feet all day, you know, is going to save you in the long run. And it will be beneficial to your health long term. So this week's support, therapeutic shoe inserts.
Thanks.
Boy, I'm really curious about that machine that you got on. I wonder if it just randomly generates a product for you to buy, or and why are Dr. Scholl's inserts so much more expensive than everybody else's? Are they that much better?
It's from a doctor, yo.
That's true.
I don't know, but I stood on the machine and it analyzed my feet and said, you need to buy this, go get number F22 or something. And I went, okay.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, they helped. My feet hurt a little bit less after putting in the inserts.
So I heard from a somewhat reliable source. Are they adding a Star Wars land to Disneyland as well? I assume that they would add it to Disney World.
Yeah, I think Disney World's getting the big stuff, but they were. I know they were.
Do they make a smaller version of everything they have in Disney World at Disneyland?
Twomp says yes.
When I was there, remember that I told you they had converted stuff like Space Mountain was now the Death Star.
Oh.
It still had what do you call it? The Star Tours was still running. Like they were slowly taking things out to make room for Star Wars Land.
Right.
And then eventually, once they pull back all their licenses from Universal, they'll have, room for all the Marvel Land.
Yeah, I want some Marvel Land, too.
But if we go to Florida, then we get Toy Story Land, and you get Avatar Land, and just so much stuff.
How is that appealing?
Go meet Marvel characters.
How are they still holding on to that? Like, who cares about Avatar? What a really mediocre movie.
They're making the theme parks that you'll go watch those next two movies.
Oh, they've turned it into a trilogy now?
Yeah, there will be three Avatar movies. They're being filmed concurrently, and they're going to come out here after when the theme park opens.
So that makes sense, because there was so much left unsaid with the crappy first movie. It
looked pretty, though.
Yeah, it was fine.
Looked good
in 3D.
It's one of the first 3D movies I bought from a TV.
All right, well, there you have it. You have resold me on an idea that I was already sold on, and I'm invigorated.
Good deal.
I'll see what I can do.
Thanks. All right, let's go OG style and open up some tokens brought to you by this guy.
This guy.
Now that I have, a Champ Dazzler, everything else is pure gravy.
All right, let's see what...
Oh, I get to poke on Cable.
Oh.
I'll mash him in the face. I got a 4-star. X-23.
Hmm.
Let's see. That brings Laura up to level 298. What you guys got?
I don't know. Let me give him a quick poke in his fancy eye. Something, something. Oh, here's a cover. What the? Ooh, Mockingbird. Wait
red?
A minute. No. I think it's yet another purple. And I think that's the only color I already have. Let me check. Yes. All right. That takes her to a 004.
Oh, sadness.
That's better than nothing. I just didn't recognize her symbol. I was like, who is this? Ooh, it's Mockingbird.
All right, is that me?
Do it, Doug.
I got two. Poke him in the chest, see what that gives me. It gives me a 4-star. Deco Minoru, try not to die. All right, let's try and poke him in the nose. Nope, that's another 4-star. War Machine.
Oh.
Letter day for me.
Did you pick his good eye or his fancy eye?
Sad times.
Regular eye.
Oh, that rookie mistake. Ray,
yeah,
come on
apparently.
Now.
You need the electromechanical eye, not the real eye?
Oh, let me tell you why that was actually a good thing.
Ooh, because
he got
your
legendary cover?
No, it did not. War Machine got me Iron Man Mark 46, 5-star, blue 5-star.
That's something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that got my girl Friday. He's now up to a 344.
Oh. Ooh.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, he's shout out rise. To this guy. Thanks, this guy.
Yeah.
This guy. Wonder what he's up to. I miss him.
Yeah. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. It just keeps growing. There's no stopping it at this point. It's taken on a life of its own. And it is still the soon-to-be-named network. And you can check it out at soon-to-be-named-network.com, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. It is a veritable plethora of podcasts that we work with to bring you the most entertainment possible on one channel. If you would like direct links to any of the shows, you can head over to puzzlewarriors3.com, or if you want the entire archive of all shows living and dead on the network, go to soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com.
If you want them to be the most entertainment possible, then I would have to appear on all of them.
Again, all right. Most entertainment legally possible. You on that many shows. Speaking of that, which is not speaking of that at all, but did you see who got elected to Nevada's House of State Representatives by 70%?
No, he did not.
70%. I don't know who
he
was up against.
Are you telling me a dead pimp won by a landslide?
A zombie pimp. Beat out someone else by 70%. They
that
looked
is
at that
gold.
Ballot and they said maggot filled corpse of a pimp or other guy. And they were like, yeah, I gotta go with maggot filled pimp.
Good job, Grizzly Adams and Flava Flav. Oh man. Grizzly Adams and Flava Flav put in extra time, man. They made that happen.
Did they? They must have. I don't know what the point is. I don't even know what you do at this point. Like that's just shocking to me.
Oh, man, I'm stoked by that. Good job, Nevada. You hate the other guy so much.
Yeah.
You're voting in a corpse.
Yeah. That's some dark stuff. That guy should reevaluate his political career.
Yeah,
whoever
I
ran
think
against
you have
him.
To stop running for everything, right? If you if you can't beat the dead man, really, nobody wants you in office.
Yeah. I wonder what Dennis was selling, like... I mean, other than what he was selling.
Yeah, well, we don't know what he was selling, but...
Yeah, but I mean, to get that kind of response, good for him, I guess.
Man, that dude was like my third favorite person who lived in Nevada.
Penn Teller and Dennis Hoff?
No, it would be, you know, number one is Flava Flav.
Oh, he lives right? in Nevada now?
He does. He lives in Vegas. Oh.
I thought he was just a drifter.
No, number two, who's also dead, was Art Bell. And then number three, Dennis Hoff.
Penn and Teller don't even make your list of likable
three.
Nevadans?
They might wow. make, they make the top five.
Okay.
If I combine them together as one person.
Okay.
Like it's Penn and Teller.
To Sluggo, yes, yes, and yes.
But yeah, I really missed Art Bell. That guy was radio, you know, royalty. One of the best things ever on the radio, Art Bell. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Yeah, I have an answer for your question.
Word.
Zero North Korea. There is a big white spot over there. A little white spot over there. No North Korea. South Korea, definite yes. Six plays, 29 downloads in the last month. But North Korea, 0-0-0. Nothing.
Man, we're not getting through that firewall.
Yeah.
We got to get through that North Korean firewall.
Them and Mongolia. That's where we're out of luck.
Mongolian? Download my podcast.
Your city podcast?
That's right.
So, should we dedicate one of our segments to beloved leader and see if we can get through that firewall, I mean, in North Korea?
We all know who the biggest whale in Marvel Puzzle Quest is, right? It's clearly Kim Jong-il. He's mastered this game.
If Kim Jong-il is still playing this game.
Sorry, the other
that
one.
That's impressive. Kim Jong-un?
Kim Jong-un, sorry. I mean, while he's playing golf, he's also winning all the, everything in Puzzle Quest.
Maybe he had to take a break. He's got to go bail. Alec Baldwin, greatest actor of all time, out of prison.
Alec Baldwin. Greatest actor of all time. All right, anything else?
No.
Going, gone. Hey, speaking of people, do something for yourselves. Go turn on Twitch and go watch. They're showing Bob Ross marathons. Watch some Bob Ross. It's good stuff. Our website, puzzlewarriors3.com. That gets you all the updates you need. Comment suggestions, leave them there. The Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, the D3 forums. Click on our Amazon banner. Buy yourself some stuff that comes to us and a little bit of kickback. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some swag. That's it. We're done. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, la bonita profesora equis. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Goodbye, friends.
Oh, you killed Ian.
Bye.